Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the phrase that's bubbling out of everyone's lips in the political circus this week, third party candidate. Dark words of terror that strike fear in the hearts of all major party leaders, owing to a couple of dodgy characters named Ross Perot and Ralph Nader, or as Donald Trump would call them, losers. A legitimate third-party candidacy hasn't affected an election since the year 2000. But this time around, faced with the choice of two candidates less popular than acid rain at a papier-mâché sculpture garden, the populace might be tempted to vote for less polarizing figures. And right now, a 15-foot alligator with irritable bowel syndrome would be less polarizing than Hillary or Donald. The Libertarians chose former Republican New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson and are hoping to bump his poll numbers north of 15% to qualify for the October debates. Although they might want to buy canyon acreage in Utah, waiting for it to become oceanfront property would probably happen faster. And now neocon Bill Kristol has floated a staff writer on his National Review magazine as a conservative alternative to Trump. Nobody knows anything about this man, David French, except he doesn't have the chance of a toothpick in a bonfire. The Green Party is expected to choose Dr. Jill Stein again, expanding the slate of possible contenders to five. And even that doesn't bring us to a tenth of the way of rolling like Venezuela, which has over 50 political parties. India has 350, and many folks maintain Israel has more political parties than voters. To be honest, though, America doesn't need more candidates, but a ballot option that reads, none of the above. Of course, if that position would win, then we would have to get by with a vacated office. Which, considering the alternative, doesn't sound altogether like too bad of an idea. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.